Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I was reading something from Omar Kelly on Twitter. I'm going to give away, by the way, the George Lopez tickets in this segment. So don't go anywhere. And this will be a quick segment. Sorry, but we got to get back on track for the 4 o'clock hour. But there was a tweet from Omar Kelly regarding the Tyreek situation. And he says, I haven't addressed this on Twitter because this isn't the ideal space since people generally don't listen. Tyreek Hill denied our request to talk initially. This was yesterday, okay? He was frustrated and didn't want to say things he regretted. He was strongly encouraged to talk and show he's a leader. He did. However, as we all know, Tyreek's battled maturity issues his whole career. At the end of this interview, he let his frustration get the best of him. I expect he'll walk it back, but the damage is done. And the damage was not being Miami's most targeted player all season. Tyreek knows he's better than how he played this season. He's frustrated he didn't get to show that for whatever the reason. And he's clearly a poor loser. This is now a Mike McDaniel issue. He must now go from buddy to disciplinarian. Can he? And it's a good question because there are similarities. Your mic is muted, Crowder. There are similarities. I said this earlier in the show. There are similarities to what happened with Jimmy Butler and what happened with Tyreek Hill. Yeah. The difference is Pat Riley has carved out years worth of being the godfather. You don't F with Pat. Shaq said it on Inside the NBA the other night. Like, whether you agree with the way Pat had talked to Jimmy in the season-ending press conference a year ago, Pat knows who he is, and you know who you're going to be dealing with. So he doesn't have to make a transition. Remember the press release towards Danny Ainge a few seasons ago? You know, Pat is who he is. He's a badass. You want to battle Pat, you're probably going to end up on the losing side most of the time. He's a disciplinarian. Mike McDaniel has been the opposite, and now he's going to be faced with something. You knew how Pat was going to deal with Jimmy Butler. It's going to be very interesting to watch Mike McDaniel try and navigate something like this when it's not who he is.
Oh, 100%. And I don't think he can do first with Omar stuff and all the opinion stuff, like he's a poor loser and all that stuff. That's ridiculous, Omar. But
well, he is. He's a poor loser. I think he was saying that as a compliment. Like, he didn't like the way the season felt, and he didn't like losing yesterday. And, it reminds me of Cam Newton after they lost the Super Bowl. It was like everybody wanted to be old jovial Cam Newton. It was like, no, I don't like losing. So I don't think that was throwing shade at him. I think he was complimenting
but
him.
Not, okay, I was going to say not being a number one target and all that stuff is going to get to him because a year ago he was the best player in the NFL, voted on by the players in the NFL, and now this year he might go to the Pro Bowl, but he probably shouldn't with his numbers. Like, his season was very mediocre. So that's going to upset him. I think with these players, we need to get into the new age, Jimmy and now Tyreek, where these players are going to decide what they want to do. And they're going to say what they want to do, and they're going to be upset, and they're going to want to go. Tyreek he's over the hill in his career. So he needs to go somewhere where he's trying to win Super Bowls, and he saw so much success on the front side that now he can't come and sit on a Dolphin 9-18 for the next 6 years. It's just not in him to do that for that side. But to the question of can Mike McDaniel with his personality become a disciplinarian, 100% no, because he would lose the guys that he has. The player
you gotta
coach
pick a side.
You've actually said that before with some conversation we're having. You can't be Bill Belichick on Monday coming Tuesday is Mike McDaniel, and then Wednesday coming cussing people out and, you know, do your job. Your job is your job. You have to do it. Mike McDaniels has set himself up as almost a player that has a whistle other than a coach hierarchy of coaching players. When I played, it was always a hierarchy. We called them upstairs and downstairs. The GM, the owner, the coaches, they're upstairs. Their office is upstairs, and y'all run us. You run the commodities of us players. You can't jump between upstairs and downstairs. And I think Mike McDaniel has set himself downstairs, and he can never jump back upstairs with any player in this league.
Know your wheelhouse.
Be who you are. And that's what I'm saying. Not even faking it. I don't think his personality will let him be a Nick Saban type coach. I don't think he can do it. Even Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell played, but Dan Campbell's a butt wipe. And he cusses them out and he snaps on them and he congratulates them when they win. But when they lose, he tears a hole in their butt because that's who he is. Mike McDaniel cannot change the way he coaches. And if Omar's saying that Tyreek needs a disciplinarian, hard-nosed coach, he is on the wrong team because Mike McDaniel could never be that.
And I think probably Tyreek knows that and Tyreek's agent knows that. You know,
yep.
Which is probably what transpired. I think this has been bubbling for many games this season where Tyreek did his best self to be a good teammate, but he knew the way that this season was going to end. And I think he had mentally packed his bags, you know, game 10, game 11.
And even to that point about like being a captain and being a leader, they usually give the best player on the team a leader, a captain badge. Where they're not the most mature leaders, they're just the face of the franchise. Tyreek is a face of the franchise because he's extremely talented. But I don't think Tyreek should be in front of the huddle encouraging guys and stuff. So to Omar's point, and I heard Omar say on Joe Rose this morning, like, Tyreek's kind of immature. So why do you make an immature guy your captain? I want Calais Campbell talking to me.
Right.
I want one of those guys talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always even – I tell the story about Joey Harrington. Now you're the starting quarterback. I don't want you to talk to me pregame. I don't respect you, Joey. You're lame and you're not good. Like, let somebody else talk. Let Big Vernon Carey talk. I respect him more than you. So that point of, like, Tyreek has to be this leader and captain because he's very good at football, I think that's another flaw in – I don't know if it's the Dolphin cog or the NFL cog.
I mean, Mike
cog.
McDaniel, yeah. I don't know who names the captains. I don't know if they're voted on, like, or if the coach named them.
Don't just say whoever has the most touchdowns is the captain. The captain's supposed to be the calming factor, the guy to get the locker room together, not the guy that scores the most touchdowns. There's very talented people out there that shouldn't lead a line of baby ducks to a lake.